first off, we want to commend Ball State on their efforts today. They're a fine football team. As you can see, they play loose and they're talented, and they have a lot of weapons. And they certainly gave us some problems today, but I am proud of our football team. I'm proud of the way that they came back, the resiliency that they showed time and time again for the duration of the second half, and to come out and pull out this win is big. And so, again, I'm really proud of our guys. We played a lot of guys today on both sides of the ball. A lot of players stepped up when they had to. And, again, I was proud of everyone's effort collectively.
How worried are you about what's going on defensively, Coach?
Well, I think it's obvious that we've got to amend some things, but overall our defense made some plays at the end to win this football game. I was proud of the way they stopped the run. They were in a couple of zero blitzes where they had to put pressure on the QB to throw it away quickly, and he did. And I think they had some opportunities to score as well, so it could have gone either way. But the play at the end on third down was huge. Huge play by Octavian. And then I thought the field goal, the pressure that we put on the field goal was outstanding. So and we'll pick it apart. We'll look at it closely again, as we do each week, and work hard to go out and improve it.
Bill, do you think some of the defensive things that happened today were similar to what happened last week?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a completely different game. You need different types of offenses. I think you saw a little bit more of a spread open, four wide receivers. A lot of different play action, bootlegs, and things of that nature. It was a completely different game than it was last week. And, of course, every game is different in that regard.
Some people's Nate Davis, the quarterback.
It was good. It showed a lot of points coming in here. But, it's nothing that we didn't respect. We had great respect for their football team, what they accomplished a year ago. You can see them building. I think they won four or five straight times on the road. Brady's done a great job with that football team. Just watching them over the span of the last 2 years, as I said before during the week, they are an improved football team. And the quarterback is dangerous, and the quarterback can make plays out of the pocket because he does have vision. And he did that today. And that was my concern going into this game. And I felt that if we shut down the primary, that he would stay alive and continue to make some plays. The receivers have good speed. And I thought for the most part we matched up pretty well at times. They just made some great plays against tight coverage. So, that's football. That's going to happen. But no, not pleased with the overall production. That's got to improve. We see that. We understand that aspect. But then again, offensively, I'm really proud of what our kids did. And we had some things going, and the turnovers took us out of rhythm. We were into a catch-up possession-type game. And I thought Sam did a heck of a job with the oath today. And I just thought that with the exception of that one errant throw where it was a little bit low in the end zone towards, I think it was Hardy, I think it was on the post route. That was open, and it just got a little bit more air under that throw. That would have been six. But I was really proud of the way he competed throughout the day. He was never rattled or fazed. Showed a great demeanor and disposition on the sideline. He was always upbeat and encouraging. So I come away with that with a lot of positive feelings.
Coach, is this a step forward or a step backward between the team today?
It's a step forward because it's a win. And these wins are hard to come by in this day and age of the way people are playing football. I think we see that across the country. You always love things to go a little bit better, and it didn't. And you've got to be able to deal with that for the course and the duration of the game. But I really think it's different. I've been saying that, and I falls on deaf ears, and I understand. But I just think that our ability to stay in the game, and stay focused and concentrated and keep rallying and keep coming back and keep applying pressure to their defense, I thought was outstanding. So there's a lot of great things you can always take away from an experience and from a competition like this. We're going to take the positives and build on them and take the weaknesses and work hard to correct them.
What the rude interception doing your sideline, obviously that was a
turnover. Yeah, I think one of the sideline reporters asked, I don't know if it was Sean asked me at halftime, what do we need to do? And I felt that we needed a spark. I felt that we needed something defensively to give us something to get us going. And we hadn't had that all day up until that point. So that's what we needed. And I felt that it lifted our football team. And it gave us hope, and encouragement to come right back and put points on the board. So That was a big play, and it gave us gave our defense a little more confidence as we finished out.
Bill, do you think it's okay to be satisfied with a one-point win at home to Ball State?
I'd say this to you. It is a win. And any time you win in this business, it's, you know, there's all types of wins. And I'm just proud of the fact that our kids found a way to get this one done today. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we'll look back on and we'll correct. But overall, generally speaking, I'm proud of the fact that we showed the resiliency to come back and win the game.
In any way, you feel lucky?
Again, you need good fortune in life in anything you do. I think that goes without saying. We need a little bit of good luck here and there. And, I just think that any time that it's on your side, well, you know, you're not gonna not want to have it, I don't think. But certainly it's always good to have some good fortune. I think, you know, the ball bounces a lot of different ways. Just bounce one more time our way. So, again, we're humble about that as we would anybody on this play.
Is it kind of a game you'd like to have going into the Big 12 season?
I think it's a good game. I think it's a different game, and I explained that to our team before we got going on the scouting report last week, that it was going to be a different game. It was a different style of game. They play a different style of offense and defense, and their challenges were different. So we had to adapt and adjust as we always do with our game plan. But again, you got to give them credit. You know, they're a good football team, and we knew a year ago as we looked into the off season, as we did our kind of our preliminary game plans on opponents, we knew that this was a team that could throw the football. They were ranked nationally. They had success. They had confidence. And they have a good system with guys that have coached in pro football. Stan Parrish, your coordinator, is a good friend. So it's just, you know, we knew that. It's football. And having watched them go out to Annapolis last weekend, I had the feeling that their confidence was growing a little bit more week in and week out.
Other than Sam,
is
there anybody else?
Pardon?
Did you hear the news in the third quarter?
You know, I really don't focus on what's going on. I just try to focus on what the next series is and what we got to do to, you know, get on the board again. But that's really my only focus.
Bill, can you talk about the back-to-back timeouts and Wayne at the end of kicking Wayne that against leaving yourself with no timeouts?
But it's 17 seconds left, and you know, you've got to consider the fact that if you burn those two, then you're looking at a situation where, you know, you're in a desperation mode when they kick it off, because if they did score, then you're looking at a squib attempt, you know, and that clock's going to roll, and that clock's going to dwindle down. And, you know, you got to prepare for that situation and then whatever situation following that. But we're prepared with the desperation plays that we need to get to the field position that we needed, provided that if they kicked the field goal to win, we had ample time. We felt, you know, to get those. I thought that it was good to ice them twice, you know, let the crowd get into it, and just try to nerve them, try to get them feeling a little bit tense and put a little more pressure on.
Bill, you mentioned the spark that the Root interception gave you. Can you just kind of throw that in the context of the big picture, too? Maybe not just in this game, but what, you know, a couple of big plays by the defense there at the end could do to kind of shake that group.
Well, I thought it closed. I mean, this way we close it out. The team's play on the vertical seam route with your outstanding tight end. I thought he made a great play in that respect. And then, you know, we were close all day. And, again, you know, I do give them a lot of credit for making a lot of tight throws, completions, and catches. They're an experienced group, and they're competitive, and you know, I respect that. But I also felt that our guys were in position at times to make something happen, and I think we'll get better. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, this will make us better.
But the fact that they did make something happen there at the end, and what maybe that can do for, you know, carry over on the next game.
I think we went through that a couple of years ago. We played Pitt here to a 7-6 ball game, and not that I would compare it to that, but it was kind of, there's some similar situations where the play came down the last play of the game and we had blocked the field goal, that, you know, that kind of pushed us forward, you know, during that season, gave us some confidence. But anytime you win, I think you're going to draw confidence from an experience.
Okay, I'll
pick up. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Gus.
Thanks, Gus.